Fridays and flannel are awesome. I'm Carl Azus with January's last edition of CNN Student News. First up, the World Health Organization, part of the United Nations, it says the Zika virus is now spreading explosively in the Americas. It's not new to the world. Zika has affected Equatorial Africa and Asia since the 1940s, but it was thought to be relatively harmless until last year. That's when it arrived in the Western Hemisphere. That's when it was linked to a severe disorder in babies. Over the next 12 months, officials estimate there will be 3 to 4 million Zika infections in the region. Health officials say the El Nino weather pattern could help spread the virus. It's expected to increase the populations of mosquitoes that carry Zika. Researchers are pushing for international efforts to control mosquitoes and speed up vaccine research to fight the disease.
Here's what we know about Zika. Some of it will frighten you, but maybe not as much as you think. It's a mosquito-borne virus, part of the same family as yellow fever, West Nile, chikungunya, and dengue. As things stand now, there is no vaccine to prevent Zika or a medicine to treat the infection. The most common symptoms include fever, rash, headaches, and red eyes. But 80% of people who get Zika won't even know they have it. That's right, there are only symptoms in 1 in 5 people. Now, the virus is spreading quickly across Central and South America and the Caribbean. What makes Zika so scary is this alarming connection between the virus and microcephaly, that is, babies being born with heads and brains that are too small. In Brazil and several other Latin American countries, they've become concerned enough they have asked women there not to get pregnant. In the United States, pregnant women are being told to postpone travel to any of these countries. In case you're curious, this is the bloodsucker everyone's after, the female Aedes aegypti. She's an aggressive biter that, unlike other mosquitoes, feeds mostly during the day. For example, she's different than the mosquitoes that transmit malaria, who like to feed at night. That's important because bed nets won't help as much here. The best way to prevent infections is using insect repellent with DEET, wearing thick long-sleeve shirts and long pants, and staying inside in screened, air-conditioned areas as much as possible.
For your chance to get on Roll Call, please make one request daily at CNNStudentNews.com. We're taking you to Central Europe today. First time we've ever shouted out Slovakia, and it's great to have viewers at Business Academy in Trnava. Western Nevada is on the roll at Dayton Intermediate School. The Sun Devils are watching from Dayton. And our third stop is in Central Washington. Hello to the Warriors. Waluke Junior High School is in Mattawa. In the race for the White House, 12 Republicans are running to win their party's nomination for president. 3 Democrats are running to win their party's nomination. There will be only one from each party who actually appears on the ballot this fall. How will each final candidate be determined? That's done through a series of primaries and caucuses, ways that voters in each state help choose each party's nominee. The process officially starts Monday. The Hawkeye state of Iowa holds the first in the nation caucuses. Why Iowa? Because in the 1970s, the state decided to schedule its caucuses ahead of the primaries in all other states. It even made a law about it. It says Iowa's contests must happen before all the others by at least 8 days. So if another state decided to schedule a primary on January 15th, for example, well, Iowa would then move its caucus date up to January 7th. Keep this in mind, though. Whoever wins Iowa doesn't necessarily go on to win their party's nomination. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But winning Iowa does give candidates momentum. It keeps their names in the media. It helps them with fundraising and party interest. So as we get ready to see how these contests play out next week, we're starting with an explanation of what exactly a caucus is.
The Iowa caucuses, this is what we've been leading up to all this time. And for the Republicans, it's a fairly simple matter. They show up on caucus night and they cast their ballots and then they count them.